bleed red.
Hello everyone, welcome to this week's episode of Poorly Red or Cinema.
Yeah, what does that mean, Tom?
Come on now.
No. There might be someone here who doesn't know. They might have just signed up to our Patreon by just, you know, doing like a random search.
Does anyone do that? Find random paid subscriptions to stuff and just be like,
if
this.
If there is someone out there who does that, then they've obviously got more money than sense.
Yeah.
And they need to be stopped. Or just directed to us.
I feel like that would be quite fun, though. If you just had like a budget of like, I don't know, even just like £5 or £10 a month. Just like roll,
yeah.
Just random internet search, find a paid subscription to something and go, all right, this month I'm all about this.
Oh my God. Like, I mean, yeah, what a lottery.
Yeah.
But at least you'd be getting something for your money, I guess, instead of just like hope. Yeah, fucking hell. Poorly Red at the Movies, where we talk about films. And we, what else do we do?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I kind of would like to introduce baking into the show at some point.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Have you ever baked?
Yes.
I have not.
I can't imagine you baking, but I feel like you'd actually be really good at it for some reason.
Mm.
I feel like you'd put your hands to it and be like, do you know what? I actually really like this. And I actually have a bit of a thing for it. So then every time I come around, you're like, look, I've made some scones today.
My thing with baking is, it seems like an awful lot of effort to go to for scones. You know?
Thing is, though, homemade, because I've had homemade scones that were the fucking bee's knees, and there is a marked difference between that and what you get in like a supermarket. If someone's really good at baking stuff, there is like a real difference in quality. But the thing is, most people aren't at that level. So most of the time, what they make is shit. And I'm like, fuck off. There's only a few people that I personally know who are good at it. And they all make really good stuff, like cool, like Christmas cakes. And like they're really good at like decorating it and stuff like that. But most of the time, I just don't trust homemade cooking.
Yeah, I know.
I mean,
we
talked about this.
Yeah. But, yeah. This is why I was surprised at your advocacy for baking.
Yeah, because if someone's really good at it, and it's amazing, but there is no in-between for me. There's like a massive gulf between people who try it and are shit, but still offer it to you anyway, and then people who are fucking amazing at it. There's no like grey area.
Yeah, but you've got to try.
You hand me the scone, and I'm like, or you hand me it, and I'm like, ah, and I throw it against
Throw it back
window.
In your face.
Yeah. I beat you to death with your scone, and please show up. And I was like, it was homemade, and it was bad. They were like, fair enough.
They're like,
take
the custom, well,
guys.
Okay, yeah.
Would you like to join the police force? Okay. Baking squad. Oh,
don't bake if you're bad at it.
Yeah. That's what the Queen should say in her Christmas message this year. I wonder what she is going to say. Oh, I was going to make a joke then. I was like, I can't, because we can't keep it, I bet. I'm too scared of getting beheaded.
We have just watched a film with a very vicious queen in it. Who does love beheading people.
Yeah, wow, I didn't even do that on purpose. Ah, look at me, fucking making links like, I don't know, a chain, I guess.
Links like a chain.
Or body spray. I'm amazed that company is still afloat.
I mean, surely their entire existence, like all their revenue must happen in the lead up to Christmas.
Yeah, I think so.
With like relatives not sure what to get their, like, you know, teenage boy nephew or whatever.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, like Lynx deodorant and shower gel.
Oh, God. Fucking hell, the most stingy sensation in the world. And oh God.
I walked past some of those like packs the other day in Boots, and I was like, if I ever find myself considering getting that for my nieces and nephews, I'll know I've become everything I hate.
Anyway, thank you for tuning into this episode of Lynx : Africa.
poorly
come back
smelled
next week. Yeah. Poorly read at the where do you go to smell things?
Perfumery?
I guess so.
At the duty free bit in the airport.
Poorly read at the duty free. some Hugo Boss and some Toblerone.
And a big old box of cigarettes.
Yeah, Marlboro Lights. Thank you very much. I need somebody with a human touch. Hey, you, smoke to nothing, man. Anyway, fuck you know, we're talking about Alice in Wonderland.
Alice in Wonderland. Yes. Yeah. What did you think of the film? You messaged me saying that it was bumming you out.
Yeah. Okay, so I was thinking, why is this even on our list? And I was like, I definitely didn't put this on there. I think Tom recommended this. And then as I was watching it, I enjoyed it at first. And then I was like, I'm really not enjoying this. And then at the very end, I did enjoy it again. But
there was a slump.
I just thought this, I hate. Do you know why? It's because I've got PTSD from when we had to do, we did this as our final production in college. And it was wicked, but it was so stressful getting to that point that it's really, I find it very hard to stomach anything to do with Alice in Wonderland now.
Right.
And so, yeah, I had a hard time with this film.
I quite enjoyed it all the way through.
I had a feeling you were going to say that.
I thought it was good.
I think I just can't separate it from... Yeah, me at 18 being like, oh, God. Yeah, I played the King of Hearts.
Oh, the little cuck.
Yeah. But that is his name. King Cuck, soy boy of the north.
Yeah.
sans le testicle. Oh, look at what that French I just did there.
That was excellent French.
Thank you.
Merci.
Fucking hell. Anyway, Alice in Wonderland. I'm glad you enjoyed it. I'm glad you had fun.
Yeah.
And I guess our journey has just begun. Oh, look at you rhyming there. Fucking hell, give me a medal. How do we start off?
Alice wants more pictures in her books.
Yeah, she's like, I don't like books without mugshots in them. And her nanny's like, well... I can draw you some if you like. She's like, how do you know? She's like, well, I wasn't always a nanny. I used to be a... I don't know, who deals in mugshots? I guess the police constable.
Yeah.
I used to be a police constable. And I gave that all up to look after you, Alice. Why? Well, I got into a compromising situation with your father, you see. And it's either he go to prison or I become your nanny. I couldn't let him go to prison because... Oh, I just missed the D too much. So here I am, gave up my cultured career to look after you and your fucking cat. Isn't life funny, Alice?
And now the irony of you asking me for mugshots.
Yes. Do you know what? I just forgot. I always carry my little flip book of mugshots around me wherever I go, because you never know when you're going to need to polish yourself off. So anyway, here you go. Have a little flick through this.
She flings it off to the side and it falls down a rabbit hole and Alice chases it.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, don't let it go to waste. She's like, it's okay, it always comes back. It's like a boomerang. I call it my mugarang. Or my... I guess that's all you can call it. Yeah. And she stares off into the distance.
Alice just slowly creeps off to the side.
Yeah, she fucking sees... I did like the song she sings about that thing. I can't remember world, any of the words.
The
like,
world of her own. Yeah.
That one. What's she singing about?
In a world of her own, all the flowers would be magical and spit in her face and...
the flowers, they'd all look like they're Austin Powers. Rub them on my cheeks and they'd say... what does Austin Powers say? Yeah, baby. That's it, really. Yeah, baby, yeah. And the flowers, they would all say, yeah, baby, yeah. and I would carry them around the fair. And I would, I wouldn't take them into a dragon's lair. Ooh. and her cat's just like, wah. She's like, Diana, help me come up with the lyrics. And she's like, did you just call me Diana? She's like, yes, I did. Okay.
Lady Diana.
Yes, Princess Diana of Wales. Lady Diana Spencer. Come, quick.
give me another rhyme for Dragon's Lair.
Yes, okay, quickly. Diana, you better be quick. The cars are going into my tunnel. Okay, go. Dragon's Lair, fair, care, hair, share. Share as in sharing your cake or share as in like a turback toe. She's like, oh, I don't know. Oh, Lady Diana, if only you could turn back time. Anyway, so fucking ill. She follows the white rabbit. She sees a white rabbit after a song. She's like, oh, look, a white rabbit, Diana. I need to follow the white rabbit. So she follows
it. What could he possibly be late for?
Yeah, what is he late for? What actually, what is he fucking late for?
I think it's him announcing the Queen, isn't it? Because he finally arrives at the end and goes, about to see the Queen.
Ugh, what a knob.
Yeah, he was really far away from where he needed to be.
Yeah. But yeah, she follows him and she falls down a rabbit hole. And I did like that she just went, bye, Dinah, goodbye, as she fell. So like...
She's totally unfazed.
Yeah.
By the whole falling.
She's like, oh, falling into a hole is my favourite thing to do.
Wee.
He didn't even mean it like that.
She's unfazed by a lot of what happens in this film.
Yeah, she is. I feel like she... it's probably because she's dreaming.
That's probably why.
Yeah. Otherwise, she's just super chill.
She's just extremely chill. No sense of, like...
She's like, my nanny told me that the worst thing that you can do in any situation is to panic. It's like, well, I approve of this nanny. Maybe I can have some sessions with her.
I hear she's a photographer.
Yes. Can she photograph me with a cucumber? What's a cucumber?
Oh, Alice. You and your made-up nonsense words.
I liked the falling through the rabbit hole bit was my favourite bit of Wonderland, to be honest. I liked the vases and lamps and shit. I thought that was really cool. And she lands in a room that has a rabbit in it that goes through a door. And then there's a doorknob that has a rabbit that goes through it.
And then... Yeah. And she runs up to it and grasps the door's knob firmly. And he goes, oh, I say.
He's like, oh, I see.
How would you like it if I grasped your knob?
Did you say grasped or brassed? Oh, look at you, little fucking wordsmith. Is your name Alice the wordsmith? No, my name is Alice...
In Wonderland.
Yes, my name is Alice in Wonderland. Hmm. I wonder if you can, like, make that your last name. Just anyone. Hello, my name is Gifted in Wonderland. Are you trying to be funny? No.
I mean, just Wonderland might be a last name.
That sounds gay.
If your middle name was just In.
Yeah, I feel like no one would ever take you seriously.
No.
Anyway, fucking hell. Yeah, the lock's like, oh no, you can't come through. You need to be smaller. She's like, oh, fine. So she chops off her legs and her arms and then she rolls over to him.
Uses her teeth to climb up the doorframe.
Yeah.
It says, and he said, well, you haven't really reduced your size. You've just chopped off your legs and arms.
Yeah, you're still too large.
How did you chop off your last remaining limb?
The axe was in my teeth the whole time.
I'm very skilled with my teeth.
Yes, I could do many things.
Yes, I'm currently whittling a moose out of your doorframe.
Yes, that's what I'm going to do. Yum, 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 yum. Then the doorknob falls to the ground. And he's like, oh, take me with you. She's like, fine, but you have to ride in my front pocket. He's like,
This guy, I've chopped my legs off, you see.
Yes. All I have left is my penny.
It's the only thing I have left to grasp anything with.
It's quite frustrating because everyone would have to put themselves in it. So I have to try and use my espionage powers of manipulation to try and get them to agree to put things in my penny. That's why this book is called Alice and the Penny Putty Things in It. What do we think about my title, guys? I don't think it's going to sell. Why? Anyway, so she sees a little potion on the table and it says, drink me. And then he's like, oh, I'll drink some of that and make you small. So she says she does and makes her small. And then he's like, we need the key. She's like, where's the fucking key? And he's like, it's on the table.
Where's the fucking key?
Oh, God. So she's like, oh. So she finds a little fucking jar of sweets or something on the floor, right? And she eats me, so she eats it and gets big. And then she gets the key, and then she's too big again. And then she starts crying because she's too big. And then that makes her, makes the room fill up with water. And she's like, fuck. And then he's like, quickly, there's like something, there's some potion left in the bottle.
Yeah, drink the bottle. She swallows the bottle whole.
And then she gets small enough to get inside the bottle. So it's like fucking seeing someone be turned inside out.
Yeah.
And the knob just is like, I've seen far too many things for one lifetime today.
This girl is fucked.
So she floats through his hole in the bottle.
She floats right on through his hole.
Which is my favourite Sting song. And then she ends up on the other side.
Ends up on the other side. She encounters a few, like, seafaring critters.
Yeah, like a lobster. There's all kinds of things. There's a dodo. Yeah, there's a
Mr.
Dodo
singing his seaside song.
Yeah, they're having a caucus race.
A caucus race?
Yeah. It's just like a fucking bollocks race. This is the thing, I know all the words for everything because I was in the show, guys. I was in the show, okay? Stop asking me about it. Right, so she sees them having a little race, and then she joins in, and even though she doesn't want to. And Dodo's like, yeah, let me play my bagpipe or flute or fucking whatever they play in the cause. And then she sees the white rabbit again, and she's like, I've got to go after the white rabbit. And he's like, all right, then fuck off. So she runs after the white rabbit and she gets lost in the forest.
Lost in the spooky, spooky, sticky forest.
Yes. The lady we see pop out of the bushes, but our favourite duo from Newcastle. Yeah. It's Tweedledee and Tweedledeck.
Tweedledee and Tweedledeck. Here to meet Alice for a bush to try.
Oh, so what are you going to sing today? And she's like, I've got a lovely song. It's called The Flowers, something, 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 Golden Showers. And I like to, I don't know. Do you guys know who Austin Powers is? We certainly do. That wasn't that. That was Hagrid. I just
we certainly do.
Oh, Dick, you forgot your accent, mate. Sorry, I had a foot and potato for lunch and it's stayed with me in a way I wouldn't have expected. Anyway, so fucking hell, they do this little, like, dance together and they tell this, like, horrible story about the walrus and the carpenter.
Yeah.
And which is so upsetting. Yeah. Like, Jesus Christ. Like a walrus convinces a bunch of oysters to come to his little sea shack.
I hate every character in this story.
Me too.
Especially the oysters.
Yeah, to be fair, they deserved it. They shouldn't have gone... You shouldn't talk to strangers. You shouldn't go off with strangers.
Listen to your grandmother when she taps a calendar and the R in March does a weird thing for no reason.
I was about to say that, but I was like, I don't know if anyone else thinks this. Yeah. I'm glad you brought it up, because I was like, why is that a thing?
I don't know.
Are oysters particularly ripe in March? I don't know.
I don't know.
I was like, what the fuck is that about? Alas.
But the oysters get lured away by the fucking Pied Piper of fucking the beach.
The Pied Piper, who had a number one hit in 2000 with Do You Really Like It. Then he went on to Killing Oysters, I guess.
Went back to doing what he loves.
In it, the carpenter came out and then he was like, oh, where are the fucking oysters? He's like, oh, I'm loving it, loving it, loving it. I ate them all up like this. I love her. What? There we go. They finish their story and she's like, oh, wonderful. I need to go. So she runs away as fast as her feet can carry her.
Yeah, while they're trying to start their next little recitation.
Yeah, do you know, I always remember these guys as being super annoying, but I actually really enjoyed them. I thought they were, like, very fun. Also, what the fuck is this game, Button, Button, Who's Got the Button? Because I thought this was a reference that was brought up in a TV show that was, like, invented for a TV show that I used to watch. And then I've heard it a few other times. And then they said it in this. They were like, oh, do you want to play a game? We can play this or we can play Button, Button, Who's Got the Button. I was like, what the fuck is this game?
I don't know, man. I assume someone has a button. And the object of the game is to ascertain who it is that has the button.
Yeah.
Any more details than that, though, I'm afraid I can't provide.
We should give the White Stripes a call. Anyway, so, fuck it up. Look at me with the comedy. So, yeah, she fucking sees the white rabbit. And she's like, oh, Mr. Rabbit. So she follows him. And he's gone back to his house, which is a very lovely house. But he's looking for, like, Anna Maria or something.
Marianne. Right? He keeps calling her Marianne. It. And I don't know why. Or who the fuck Marianne is.
Yeah.
Or why he's calling Alice that.
Oh, is that who? Is he calling Alice that? I thought he was, like, looking for his lost wife or something.
Yeah, well, I mean, he might be. He's clearly not quite all there. But yeah, he starts calling Alice Marianne. He's like, come on, Marianne, this way. Find my gloves. And he sends her inside to find his gloves.
I wondered why she went inside of her own accord. I thought she just followed him in and wanted to, like, nose about.
He sends her inside to find his latex medical gloves.
That makes so much sense.
Gloves.
I was like, she's got some fucking balls going into this person's house, rummaging through their belongings when they haven't invited her in. I was like, I like the cut of your jib.
I should do that more often.
Do you work for the Soviet Union? Oh, sorry. Anyway, fucking hell. Yeah, so he calls her Marianne. I guess she looks like his daughter who died in a fire. And so she's looking for... And then she finds more fucking sweets. And what does the bitch do?
She gives zero fucks.
Yeah, she's like, when I see a pill, I've got to take it.
Yeah, it's like she sees one of those little, like, Matilda-style box of chocolates. And is like, I'm having the real nice one in the middle.
I still can't get over that. I there needs to be a point in my life where I have that box and I have the white chocolates in it and I have them. Then I think I'll be okay.
Yeah, then I'll be okay.
Yeah. Anyway, she eats one and then she gets big again and then he's like, fucking hell, monster.
Yeah, fucking hell, Dodo.
Yeah, Dodo shows up again.
Yeah, Rabbit runs off to get him because he's like, I don't know, the boss, I guess.
I guess he's the boss of Wonderland.
Yeah.
I mean, other than the Queen. Maybe him and the Queen are... Maybe he's, like, Prime Minister. He's the David Cameron of Wonderland.
Yeah. Or him and the Queen cuckold the King. And that's why he's such a little...
Definitely.
Yeah.
He's like, look, your Queen just can't get enough of your 16th D. We'll cut that anyway. Yeah, but Dodo comes along and he's like, oh, Dodo, I'm fired. Can you please help me rid my house of this giant Marianne? And he's like, sure, let's call Billy. So they get Billy the Lizard to come along.
Yeah.
Who I can imagine. And I wonder if this came after Mary Poppins or before, because he seems to be based on Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah, well, it was definitely before. It was 1951, this film.
Oh my God, it's like just after the war.
Yeah. So it's definitely before Dick Van Dyke's, you know.
Was born.
Dick Van Dyke was probably a wee lad watching this in the cinema. And so that he probably based
I
his
think
chimney sweep
Dick Van Dyke
off
was
Bill.
A fucking married father of three when this came out. And Yeah, so he's like, Billy, get this monster out of the house. He's like, oh, he's sure. Oh, I don't know why everyone's got a fucking farmer accent. He's like, oh, I sure will, Mr. Dodo. And then he sees Alice and he's like, ah!
Wrap your tail around her neck and pull her out through the chimney. Like it'll be like one of those sausage machines where you turn the handle and the meat all comes out.
Oh god, that just gave me the worst visual. Ugh. Now I've made a mess in my pants.
Also like one of those sausage machines.
But yeah, fucking Vinny gets blasted out through the chimney. And I did laugh at this bit of a Dodo who goes, oh, there goes Billy. Yeah. I was like, that did make me laugh. Fucking hell.
So then they decide they should hotbox the house. Get her high as fuck.
But then what does she do? She fucking eats some thing and she eats some shit again. And then not
she eats some shit. That lizard just left a load of lizard droppings on his way out.
Well, she is in a house that's occupied by a rabbit. So I imagine there's just little pellets everywhere. She's like, oh, a Malteser. So she has one. And then she's like, this tastes awfully like shit.
Goodness.
I think I've eaten some mucky brown. And then she gets small again.
Yeah.
And I can't remember what happens after that. I think she dies, right? She gets so small, she just vanishes.
Yeah, I think that's it, yeah.
And the rabbit's like, oh, I wonder where Marianne is. Then the dodo's like, oh, rabbit.
Anyway, I'm late. Bye.
Then he gets to the front door and he's like, I've forgotten what I'm late for. And he just goes and sits in the rocking chair by the fireplace.
Oh, here are my gloves.
So he puts the gloves over the armchair again. Then he walks away and he's like, oh, I've lost my gloves.
Where's Marianne?
Like, oh, good. But Dodo just slowly closes the door. This would be the kindest way for him to go, and he just continues with setting fire.
Yeah, the rest of the film is just a real, like, somber, real-time decline of the rabbit's mental health state.
But yeah, so...
So Alice runs off.
As she tends to do, because she's chasing the rabbit again because he's late for a very important date. She follows him into the flower garden. That's where she meets all the flowers.
All the flowers.
They look wobbly like faulty towers. Yeah, and all the flowers talk.
Yeah.
And they're like, what kind of flower are you? And she's like, oh, I'm not a flower. They're like, oh, then what kind of species are you, whatever? And she's like, oh, I'm something. I'm genus, humanus, something else-um. And they're like, oh, how lovely. Would you like to join us in a song? She's like, no, thank you. They're like, fuck off. So they stick a bit of grass in her mouth, sit her by a plum, tie her to it, and they're like, watch her sing. And then they start singing.
Yes, they sing Golden Afternoon.
Is that what the song's called?
Yeah, because it's about all of us.
How does it go? Because I can only think of her song now. Oh, it's like, something among the flowers.
Yeah, that's it.
A clown. Like that. And then you see like the lovely white rose at the end who's like looks like fucking Grace Kelly, and they're like, ah, oh, she sings all nice.
Yeah, but they just keep her behind those like
cobwebs.
Behind all those cobwebs until it's her turn for a solo part, and then they shut her away again.
Yeah, well, she's too beautiful to be out all the time.
Exactly.
We have to keep her locked away. We can't have her getting married, Tom. Because, you know, that's all that a woman can hope for.
She needs to work the clientele that come through here.
Yeah. What we butter them up first, and then we take the cobwebs away, and they're like, oh, fucking yo, look at this rose. So she sings to them, gets them all soppy, then we pick their pockets, and then we slit their throats. That's why I'm so red, Alice. And I was like, oh.
So, Alice, can we interest you in an evening with our friend the White Rose?
Yeah. But yeah, Alice can't sing. Actually, no, she's not bad, but then her voice cracks at the end of it.
Yeah, I quite liked that.
I did too.
That she wasn't just like the perfect singer that everyone in Disney films seems to be. She just sort of has a go and fluffs a note and they go, oh, don't worry about it.
Yeah. And then they're like, oh, what garden do you come from? She's like, I don't come from a garden. They're like, what kind of flower are you? She's like, I'm not a flower. And then the bitch flower was like, are you a weed? And she's like, I'm not a weed.
You're a weed.
Of course you're a fucking weed. Look at you.
Speaking of weed, there's a caterpillar getting super high around the corner.
Yes. Are you one of his? Are you one of his friends?
Are you some of his weed?
So yeah, fucking hell. So they just, they say to her, we don't want you in our garden. I was like, I don't like that. It's not nice.
No.
But I guess you can't have weeds in a flower garden.
No, they strangle them.
Yeah. Allegories. Anyway, so fucking ill. Alice goes to visit the caterpillar, who's just over the way, and he's smoking vowels.
Yeah, he's getting super high on vowels.
Yeah. He's like, A, E, I, O, A, U. And she's like, hello, Mr. Caterpillar. And he's like, something, something. Who are you?
Who the fuck are you?
Yeah. She's like, I'm Alice. Alice. Who the fuck is Alice?
Alice.
She's like, oh, you've got an oddly colourful mouth, Mr. Caterpillar. And he's like, I've got an oddly colourful everything.
Want to see my other end?
Yes, look, I'll turn around, but as you can see, it's got no hole.
That bait blows consonants.
Yeah. Oh, God. But yeah, he's like, recite or recitate or whatever it is. And then she says some weird thing.
Respirate.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, respirate.
She stands there and goes, until she just passes out on the mushroom.
Yeah, pass out.
Excellent.
Yeah. Now I can have my smoky way with you. He's like, no, thank you. He's like, okay. She's like, oh, you're an awfully polite caterpillar. He's like, well, you know, I always smoke, but that doesn't mean I'm a bad man. She's like, I never said you were. And he's like, I know you didn't. Anyway, fucking hell. So she says a weird rhyme like, what doth the little crocodile who does a little thing? How big is this and how small is that? And look at that thing on the swing. And then he's like, oh, lovely. But what is that? She's like, I don't know. And he's like, what do you want? She's like, I don't know.
Yeah, why are you here? She's like, I don't know.
She's like, I don't know.
Who are you?
Yeah, I don't know. One pill maybe larger, one pill maybe small. And then another one just didn't do anything at all. She's like, oh, so you have a penchant for songs? She's like, I do. She's like, oh, you like ABBA? She's like, yes. She's like, do you want to sing a song with me? She's like, no. It's like, okay.
Do you want to take a chance on me? It's all right. If you change your mind, I'm the first in line.
Anyway, does your mother know that you're up? My mother's dead. Oh.
Does your nanny know that you're down here? Doesn't have the same ring to it, does it?
I don't know. Should we try and do it? I can dance with you, honey, if you think it's funny. Does your nanny know that you're down? You're not harmonising with me, Alice. Well, I don't like that song. Well, what do you like then? I like the one that goes chicken tita. Do you mean chickadita? That's what I meant to say, sorry.
Do you mean chicken tika?
Yeah, yeah. Chicken tika with a plain naan. There's something in the air tonight. Are the stars bright? No more songs. Sorry.
Yes, that's enough. I think we've exhausted this bit for now.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll come back to it later.
And Anne and Decker on the other side of the blades of grass, and they're like, oh, she's singing the song. I wonder what the judges think.
There's a bit of...
That's it. He tells her the thing about the mushroom.
Yeah.
He's like, one side makes you big, one side makes you small. And she's like, side of what? And he's like, the mushroom, of course, because he's turned into a butterfly. And I was like, man, chill. Ow.
Yeah.
My God.
Fucking hell, man. So aggro. Oh,
yeah, he really is. And he shouldn't be, because he was smoking a lot.
He's smoking the wrong shit, I feel.
That is true. Anyway, fucking hell. So she eats a bit of mushroom and she gets big again. And she gets too big. She interrupts a bird. This bird really fucked me off. I was like, if I was Alice, I would just open my mouth and just swallow her whole.
Just grab her out of the air and crush her.
Yeah.
And then eat the eggs for good measure.
Yeah.
Although they'd probably make her like the size of a fucking skyscraper.
That is true. It wouldn't give her much sustenance. And they're probably like almost fully developed by that point, so just be a bloody mush in her mouth.
Oh yeah, I mean, I feel like she'd only be eating them out of spite.
Yeah, Spiteful Alice is what this book is really called. Spiteful Alice and the time she fucking killed a mother bird and ate her eggs. Anyway, fucking hell, she eats a bit of mushroom again and then she gets small again. Then she's like, okay, what if I just lick this bit of mushroom and that'll make the appropriate size? So she does and then it does and she's like, oh, I'm happy again.
Hooray.
Yes. And she's like, but I seem to have lost all emotion from my voice. Can I only speak in dulcet tones?
Oh, look, a cat in a tree.
Oh, what are you, cat? I'm a Cheshire cat. What's that? That one had a little bit too much excitement on it, I feel. Sorry, what is that? Much better.
I'll do all the emoting in our voices, thank you very much.
Yes. Yes, good. I can't even think of how he talks. It's the same voice as Scar from the Jungle Book.
Mm. Yeah, it is. Which is, they're very different characters. Although they're both fond of being in trees.
Yeah, they're both in trees, they're both crazy, they both have songs.
Yeah.
How does he... I guess he kind of talks a bit like...
Yeah,
this.
I'm a Cheshire cat. I can't do it.
We're all mad here. I mean, no one can. I guess that's why they hired that man.
Yeah, he was the only one who could.
No one can do the voice that you do, Jeremy. He's like, oh, well, if you say so. No, do the voice. Okay, this is my cat voice. Perfect. Get in the studio. And here's $100,000 and a cigar.
It's the same as your snake voice, but whatever.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, so he's in the tree and he's like, oh, we're all mad here. Or we're all a little mad here. Or you won't find anyone who's not that mad here. Or we're all a little bit on the wrong side of the tracks here. Or I'm mad, you're mad, everybody's mad. He says they're a variation of that.
This whole corn is mad.
Yeah. Ah, and he falls off the tree and dies. Yeah. He's like...
My, he was mad.
I guess he had the degenerative brain disease. Mad-itis.
Mad cat disease.
Nobody eat him.
I mean...
She said to no. Did you just see it here, like the sound of crickets in the wood? Oh, God. And an hour later, she's sure that no one's going to eat the cat. So she goes on her way. She actually finds herself in the Mad Hatter's tea party.
Yes.
They're awfully political. Oh, God, so she shows up and they're like, like Tim Allen.
Who is this? Come to spy on our policy making?
Yes. Are you from Soviet Union? She's like, no, of course not.
What's that?
I love earning money.
Yes. Independent business. Whew.
Yes. So do you earn your own means of production? Of course. Rabbit, I like what she's saying. Do you think she's one of us? I mean, she must be. Look at her. She looks like the kind of person that guy a couple of years ago would have loved. But wasn't he a dictator? He was. Say something not in Russian. Why is a raven like a writing desk? Fuck, she is one of us. Okay, have a glass of tea.
Wait, was that Russian?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I don't speak Russian. It might have been.
But I understood everything she said. Are we Russian? Fuck. Huh. Well, I do like a good drink. And a furry hat.
And a good kiosk.
So yeah, what happens? Like, she's like, what are you doing? And like, we're having a birthday party for a happy unbirthday. And she's like, what?
She's like, Matt, what? Come on. I just had a whole thing with a mad cat that died and fell out of a tree.
Yes. Whatever you do, guys, don't eat him. We weren't going to.
She checks that she's still got him in the front of her little pinny pouch.
Yes, I had to get him to put himself in the pouch, of course, because I've still got no arms or legs.
Yeah, but I've still been rolling from scene to scene.
Yes. Why do you think I'm covered in twigs and dirt? Ah, that's why you guessed I was from 70. I I'm sorry, that's terrible. Oh, God, I don't even know what that means. Fucking hell. I know what Soviet Union means. I just didn't know what my joke meant. Anyway, fucking hell. Too many disclaimers.
It's all right. Soviet Union's not a country anymore.
I know. Fuck it. I just don't want to say anything. And only one of our listeners has like a spy dad.
Or like actually knows anything.
Yeah. I don't care if they're correct us. I care if I walk out my house and see a red dot on my forehead.
Yeah.
Because of a laser point and not because I've converted to one of the various Hindu branches. Anyways. So they have a drink and they're like, is it your birthday, love? And she's like, no. She's like, what?
Is it your birthday, love? Take a seat.
Have a seat. Have a cup of cha. And then they give her an unbirthday cake. And I was like, oh, I love it.
Yeah. They try and she tries to have a cup of tea, but she's got no arms, so she can't.
Yeah. And she tried to bite it with just her mouth and she spilled it all down her throat. She burnt the corpse of the cat. So it started cooking and she's like, oh, it does smell good, doesn't it, guys? But remember what I said, we can't eat him.
What are you chewing on, girl? Nothing.
No, I'm certainly not chewing on a tail, that's for sure.
We can't eat the cat. It's got mad cat disease.
Yes. And you know what happens if you eat a cat that has mad cat disease? But no, we've never heard of it before. Oh.
Frankly, I think you've all been eating mad cat.
Yes, look at you with your hat.
Why is it still got the price on it?
Yeah, is that what that is? But what is it? Is it 1/10 of a sixpence?
Don't know.
Because I was like, what the fuck does that actually mean? 10?
10 over 6. 10 and 6. Yeah. 10 shillings and sixpence. I don't know. I'm just saying old money words.
Yeah. I don't know like what any of the fucking currency like means.
We did have someone write in and tell us what all it was when after we were having this discussion on Harry Potter once.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I've obviously forgotten. That was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
But it's probably in our inbox somewhere.
It probably is. What a time.
Yeah. Poorly read Golden Age.
Yeah. In the Soviet Union.
In Soviet Russia, podcast listen to you.
That's why our title music is a typewriter. So fucking hell. I'm literally just throwing like jokes out there that have no relation and I don't
something will have some kind of clever connection to the Soviet Union and will make sense. And it will feel like we knew it all along.
And it would just feel like I'm making an awfully offensive joke. fucking hell. Sorry, guys, just for context, we'll probably cut this out, but I've been watching The Americans on Disney Plus, and that's why I just can't get Russia out of my head. Yeah, Soviet Union is all I think about. Anyway, so...
she goes...
Oh, what a bad guy. So what happens after the tea party? Does that mean she ends up at the Queen's place? No, she ends up in the Tolgi Wood. I don't know what Tolgi means.
No, but she finds the Momoraths, and they point her in a direction.
The Momoraths, are they like the mirrors and the glasses that are birds?
No, they're very cool though. I quite like a lot of the random little creatures. They're all very imaginative.
So what's a Momorath?
They were the little floofy, colourful things on the floor that form that arrow that point her to the path.
Anyway, she ends up in a Tolgi Wood and she gets an arrow pointed at a patch of dirt. And then we get a whole scene that looks like it should have been in like Cinderella, where she's like sitting on this rock and it's like, oh, I'm never going to get home and see Nanny and the mugshots again.
Back to the Soviet Union.
Yeah. fucking hell, she's crying and then she's fucking looking at her drawing of Stalin.
Yeah.
Lenin, Stalin. Ringo and George. And then fucking hell, then the Cheshire Cat appears. And then he says, and she's like, and he's like, what do you want? And she's like, I just want to go home. And then he's like, go this way. If you don't know where you're going, then how do you know you're not gonna get there or something? Or how can I give you directions if you don't know where you want to go? And she's like, yeah. Oh, That's good it, because she goes, I want to go anywhere. No, he's like, where do you want to go? And she's like, I don't know. And he's like, well, how do you know if you're going the wrong way if you don't know where you're going? And she's like, God, I thought you were dead. And he's like, yeah. I was.
Then what the what cat have I been carrying around in my penny? Taking bites out of every now and then. I mean, you shouldn't do that.
Ah. That's my brother, Andrzej Kubiszek. He shouldn't be here. So, fucking hell. She ends up at the Queen's place.
Yeah, that's it. He opens the tree for her.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, he's like...
I literally only remember her being at the Queen's place. And I was like, how did she get here?
He's like, all ways are the Queen's ways. Some people go this way. Some people go that way. But I prefer to take the shortcut, and then opens the tree.
So she ends up at the Queen's place. And she's like, oh, I love this band. and all three of them look really sad. And she's like, what happened? They're like, he died. She's like, who died? They're like, oh. No, seriously, tell me, who died? And more importantly, what of? Anyway, so fucking hell, they start, the Queen fucking comes along. No, the cards are painting the roses red.
The cards are painting the roses red. Yes, not blue, not green, not aquamarine.
Why would they paint them green?
It's just the lyrics to the song.
Is it?
Yeah.
I only remember the painting the roses red, painting the roses red. That's it. In my mind, they just stopped singing. Excelente.
Okay. Where were we? We had a brief intermission.
Where were we? So.
We were painting the roses red, I think.
Yes, and... the USSR was dissolved in 1993. So.
So don't need to paint the roses red anymore.
Oh, God. Yeah, sorry, if we keep that bit, my doctor called, so that's why we had to pause it. That's why I made that joke.
Because he was Russian.
He was like, what is your problem? And I was like, ah, oh, this. And he was like, well, what do you want me to do about it? I was like, prescribe me something? No. Okay. I'm not a doctor. Oh, shit. Quick, Tom, burn the tapes. Oh, God. So, yeah, Alice is like, what the fuck are you doing? They're like, well, we accidentally planted white roses. Now we've got to paint them red because the Queen don't like white roses. And she's like, oh, my. Can I help? They're like, sure, grab a paintbrush and have a bucket. She's like, oh. And then the Queen arrives, right?
Yes, and she's a real trunchbull.
She is a trunch. Bull.
Yes, there we go. I just needed to wait for you to finish the word.
Yeah, and she's like, who are... No, she's not like, who are you?
It's like, a, who are you?
She's like, haven't we met before? She's like, no, I've got nothing to do with that smoking caterpillar. She's like, ah! And the Queen's like, shit.
She blows the letter R out.
Yeah. She's like, fuck, King, my cover is blown. Yeah. Let you run away. She's like, I knew it!
It's a good escape plan.
So the Queen's like, do you play croquet? And she's like, why, yes, Your Majesty. And then she's like, excellent, grab this, I was going to call it a pingu. It's not a pingu at all. It's a fucking, what do they call them? Flamingo. That's it. Take this penguin, grab it by the legs. Don't squeeze too hard. It's only plasticine. And then fucking hell, she's like, let's have a game. So they each have a flamingo and the croquet balls are like hedgehogs.
Yeah, I think so. And the cards, the playing cards that are her little servant people make the hoops.
Yeah, what are they? Do they have like a special name? I know nothing about croquet.
Neither do I.
A mallet as a ball. I wonder if those little like hoop things have a special name.
The croquet hoops.
Or like lady goals. Like that. Quick King, knock your ball through my lady goal. Why, yes, Your Majesty. So yeah, they play croquet and the Queen always wins.
Yeah, and Alice's flamingo is a real dick.
What a I was so mad. She said to the flamingo, do you want us both to lose our heads? And it goes, uh-huh. And I was like, you're a fucking... She should have snapped his neck right then and there.
Can you imagine? Don't eat it. Don't anybody eat it.
Guys, seriously, don't eat it. Yeah. It just like circles around him with like her arms outstretched.
The remains of the Cheshire Cat's brother still just like half hanging out of her penny. Nobody eat it.
And so, yeah, Alice ends up hitting the ball in the end. And all, even though she would have got like a perfect score, all the cards like jump out of the way.
Mm.
And then the Queen's like, and Alice is like, oh. And then the Queen goes to do another hit, and the Cheshire Cat appears on her bum.
On her bum?
Yeah.
Starts trolling her hard.
Oh, God, that needs to be a sex move.
What, the hard troll?
Yeah. What can it be?
Where you pretend you're wearing a condom.
Or you're having sex under a bridge.
They have to pay a toll to pass.
Yeah. In Russia, we just call it prostitution. Anyway, so fucking hell.
There are goats involved.
The Cheshire Cat, he's like threatening to do something, and Alice's like, oh no! And then it like pulls up the Queen's skirt or something as she goes to swing.
Yeah, I think he hooks the flamingo's beak under the Queen's big old skirts.
Yeah, and her bloomers show. They've got all hearts on, of course.
They've got all those the little Soviet flags all over them.
Yes. And you are holding a mallet and a sickle.
Yeah. My cover is blown.
Quick, King, jump in my car.
Jump on my jetpack.
Get on my spy horse.
I mean, my horse.
Yes, my normal horse.
Yeah.
King, jump on my normal horse.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. And then the Queen's like, who did this? And then Alice is like, it wasn't me.
She's like, bullshit.
I've caught you red-handed. Something on the bathroom floor. Then the Queen's like, off with her head! Which is the Queen's catchphrase, because we haven't mentioned it yet, which we haven't, but it's quite a big deal, I guess.
Yeah.
Because we see two guards get executed during this time.
The cards that were painting the roses red all get executed.
Yeah. I wish we could have seen it. Oh, can you see me? Hear me?
Yeah.
All right, are you back to normal?
I've been normal the whole time. Things have been normal for me the whole time.
Oh, okay. You know, you like froze and then you went into like slow motion.
Yeah.
Fuck, they're intercepting our messages.
Shit, put on the tapes.
Yeah. Yeah, so the cards get executed.
Yes.
I was like, how do you cut off a card's head? I guess just with scissors.
Yeah.
I wasn't even trying to be funny then. How do you cut off a card's head?
I mean, normal cards don't have heads.
Yeah, that's true. Unless they've got a people on them. A people on them.
Some cards have a people on them.
They do. They have an entire country on them that is representative of the whole.
Yeah.
But yeah, then the King's like, maybe we should have a trial first. And I was like, why is the King sticking up for Alice?
I think we know why.
I just think we should have a try with Alice, but just to stay in my bedroom every night.
Yeah, he's a naughty, dastardly man.
Yes, you may be 2 foot tall, King, but that doesn't make you child size, okay? And he's like, oh. How ironic that the King is not king size. Hmm? Anybody? Anybody?
No. Oh, yes, very good, Your Majesty.
Fuck you, off with your head. Oh, fuck. So yeah, they give Alice a trial, and I did like the trial scene, to be honest. I thought the Queen was very funny in this, because she's like, okay, so Alice is on trial, and the verdict is off with her head, and the King's like, maybe we should have some witnesses first? And she's like, fine. So they get like the Mad Hatter, who do they get first?
They get the March Hare in, maybe first, I don't know, but one of them's like,
yeah,
I know nothing.
He says something, and then she's like, ah! It's something, 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 something. And Alice is like, what? This is a farce. And then someone else said something weird, and then the Queen goes, "Ah, that might be the most important bit of evidence yet." And it's like, I did like her sort of enthusiasm. So then they start questioning the mouse. And then she's like, "Did you something, something?" And then the cards are like, "Shh." And then she's like, "Did you something, something?" And I was like, that's funny. But the Queen just got shushed by her guard.
Yeah, I know. I thought that as well. They would lose their heads. Come on. Consistency in your characters here.
So anyway, Alice gets found guilty. And then Alice eats both bits of her mushroom.
Yeah, which is very dumb. She knows what that mushroom does. Why would you do? Why would you eat both
pieces in like different pockets for a reason.
Yeah.
So she should have just remembered. And if she forgot, she would have known instantly which one was the wrong one and which one was the right one. So she could have rectified it.
Yeah.
What an idiot. Anyway, she put both things in at once, and then she gets really big, and then the Queen gets all scared, and she's like, "Ah, you're nothing but a fat little fucking troll woman in a wig."
Hanging out under that bridge all the time.
Yes.
My goats just need to get across.
Then she gets small again, and then the Queen's like, "Ah, you're not so dastardly now, are you?" Then Alice is like, "Fuck."
Fuck. Turns and runs.
So she runs away, and then the Queen and her, like, I was going to say, the Queen and her pimps. That's not what I meant at all. The Queen and the man who sharing the profit she gets from selling her body, fucking chase her down this magical rabbit hole. Even though it's not a rabbit hole, it's like a smoke hole, really. It's like a purple smoke hole.
What? Purple smoke hole?
Yeah, you know, what Prince called his bum. she runs away, but then there's like a swirl of purple smoke behind her.
Oh yeah, and she like sort of ends, like runs back through all the stuff that's happened to her through the tea party in the woods and whatever the hell else happened in this film.
Yeah, and she finds the door and the knob. And she's like, "Let me out." She does this thing I fucking hate. And I feel like I might have never seen it before in anything else, but I'm sure I hate it every time I see it in things, which I might never have. But anyway, like, she pulls it while also pressing her foot against it.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
And I was just like, "Oh, fuck off." I know it's a dream, but anyway. But she's like, "Oh, let me out." And he's like, "But you're already on the other side." And she's like, "What?
Take a look."
And then he's like, "Look for my hole." So she does.
Peer in my hole.
Like, but she sees herself asleep on the other side, and she's like, "Oh, I'm dreaming,
Alice." So, but she wake up, Alice.
Gaining on her. "Alice, wake up, Alice. Alice, wake up. And she's banging on the door. I mean, Alice, like in the real world, goes, and comes back to, not comes back to life. That'd be weird. Fucking Nanny is standing over her with like bloodied hands, and like, "Oh, Alice, I was fucking pressing your chest as hard as I could, but your heart just wouldn't start again." Oh. Anyway, why are the paparazzi here? I don't know why they're here.
That's Soviet Russia.
Oh, God. And if fucking Alice wakes up and she's like, "Oh," and then Annie's like, "Oh, Alice, what are you? Can you recite your lesson to me?" And I was like, this whole way. So she's been asleep this whole time and you have had no idea. And you've still been carrying on with your fucking boring-ass lesson about bollocks. And you want to just repeat it back to you.
An ass lesson about bollocks.
But yeah, Alice says something. And then the nanny's like, "Oh, Alice, let's just get back home and have some tea." And then we get like a reprise of the song from the beginning, I think.
Yeah. Alice in Wonderland.
That's the fucking end of the film.
That's the end of the fucking film. Yeah, I liked it.
I thought the animation was good.
And that's all I will say on the matter.
Yeah. And I thought the actress who played Alice was a good voice actress.
Yeah, I liked Alice's voice.
I feel like I've heard her voice but like in other things. I couldn't think where.
I also thought that, but I really can't think of another film from like the 50s that I have seen.
Yeah, same. Like, I'm sure the only films I've seen from the 50s are, like, Disney films.
Yeah, me too.
But, yeah. Also, this might not mean much to you, but I learned that Duchess from Aristocats was voiced by one of the Gabor sisters. Like, have you ever heard of Zsa Zsa Gabor?
Yes. Don't know who
I kind of just know her mostly by name, but she was like a socialite back in the day. And I think she was an actress at some point as well. She has been. I have seen her in a film, but they were more like famous for being like famous, like back in the day. And her sister, they had very sexy voices, both of them, but her sister did the voice for Duchess in Aristocats. And I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense now, because Duchess has that kind of voice. I think I would have liked this film a lot more if Duchess had been the main protagonist.
What, the cat?
If Nanny had just been trying to teach a cat new tricks. Yeah, and then she's seen the rabbit and chased the rabbit down the hole and ended up on all these adventures. And then her and the Cheshire Cat had got it on
to make a bunch of really smiley, sort of translucent kittens.
Oh, that sounds awesome. Oh, yeah.
And it's all about how they're making their way back to Soviet Union.
Yes. Because cats have a good life in Russia.
Plenty of rats.
And he squints his eyes and says that with like real emphasis. She's like, ah. Oh. Anyway, fucking hell, Duchess is not in the Soviet Union, guys. So, fucking hell.
Guess anyone was wondering.
Wow, well, thank you for joining us on this turbulent and communist trip through Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah.
Hope you had fun. So, yeah, come back next time for more fucking Whitley Rapport. I've been Gifton.
And I've been Tom.
And, I guess Soviet Union's been Soviet Union. Don't eat it!